Estelle come home yet?
You know she hasn't. She told you she was going out.
She never say anything about staying out all night.
You're not going to argue again.
It's my house. She got to learn to have respect. Past when him wife did say them want to meet all my family.
She'll be back before they get here.
Do this tie for me now, Enid.
What, you can't do it yourself?
Your mother wasn't always so clean cut, you know. In the old days, she could throw a drink to your head.
I don't believe you.
I'm warning you, broad.
I like it when you speak rough like that. Come, do it again. Lash me with your tongue.
One day, broad, you're going to get what you're asking for. God going to teach you a lesson, and you won't be laughing neither. I will. What that you got there?
Is a letter for you. When I did come in yesterday morning, I was
drunk.
Don't chastise me, Enid. Poor man not supposed to be sober. Last time I sober, I thought I was in hell. When I come in, I must have picked it up by mistake.
From my sister. Wonder what she want this time. If that woman did spend as much time working as writing begging letter, she would be a rich woman. And so would I.
Pastor know how to play gin rummy? Or you think I should get all that white rum I was keeping warm under my mattress? Just to give the man a little sniff.
Broad.
It's just an idea. How else we gonna entertain the man?
What? Talk to him.
Boy, we really turn English now.
Guess who I see today, broad? Gully man.
Gully man? Good time I ain't see gully man. You talk to him?
Man mad. Walk street, no shoes, no socks, shirt open down to him navel. In the cool. Man, I walk and shake, Beg me a 50 pence for a cup of tea. Didn't even recognize me.
Gone mad, eh?
Who's gully man?
Oh, before your time.
Wild days. Remember those days, Enid? Your mother was wild, you see?
Broad.
Wonder what happened to the rest of those folks?
There was that man who was always getting into fight with white man over woman. What they used to call him?
Drink. Eh? It's then I learned how to drink. We needed a lot of drinks to get through. Rough times, I tell you.
Cassius. Eh? I wonder what happened to Cassius. You think gully man remember Cassius? I remember one time them two catch a fight right in that backyard there.
Man, Gullyman let England fly him head.
What?
Gullyman come over here with $2 in his pocket. But Gullyman could work. And he had a talent for saving. Within 3 years, Gullyman buy Kiar. Old Kiar, granted, but Kiar still. And house. Gullyman forget everybody. All him friend, him people back home, just cut off everybody. You meet him in the road, him wouldn't see you. Remember how he used to talk, innit?
Like him have cock in him nose.
English. And he was always correcting people. Remember, Enid? Hey, don't say water, man. Say water.
Now he can hardly talk broken English.
That's very sad.
Man get what him deserve. English.
He was right. You come here, you try to fit in. Stick to the rules.
Who tell you that?
England been good to me. To all of us. I love England. And I bring up the girls to love England because they're English.
She love England. Up until 2 years ago, I would have said the same thing. Then them send me a letter say if I don't get my papers in order, they're going to kick me out of the country.
They said that?
Words to that effect. Throw all sorts of insult at me. Call me an alien. As if I spend the last 30 years on Mars instead of in a dirty car factory. 50 odd pounds I had to pay. After I'd spent the whole of my life standing to attention whenever I hear the national anthem.
You see this?
Mom.
Viv school report. All A's. My daughter going to university. How many of my sister children back home going to university?
And you know why? It's history, ain't it? They ain't going to university because there ain't no resources. There ain't no resources because for hundreds of years, those islands been suffocated by all these big nations. Only now they're starting to recover a little.
Them weak because them too damn lazy. If they did get off them backside...
Lazy? Ain't it? Don't you remember? You ever look at your mother's foot bottom, see how it crack?
Oh, shut up your mouth, man.
Back home, she used to rise with the dawn and she was on them feet. Bare feet all day. Climb high hill, work in the field, walk over a big stone to fetch water from gully.
Brod, what the use you telling her that, eh? She don't know that way of life. She don't understand.
Well, she should. You teaching those children all wrong.
What you think I should teach her?
Where she come from? These girls ain't English like them newsreader. Them people got English stamp on them like letters on a stick of rock. Right through English. These girls got Caribbean souls.
Don't talk foolish.
Hey, girl, tell me what you know about Nanny of the Maroons.
I don't know.
You see?
But I wanna know.
Nanny is a heroine. When the English invade, she fight them off. Bullets used to bounce from she shoulders back onto the men who was trying to destroy her. Nanny killed plenty people that way. Strong. That's why black women so powerful. It's in the blood. Look at your mother.
Man, you talk so much nonsense, eh? And you, Viv, you intelligent. You shouldn't encourage him. What you know about back home?
You go and mix these children up.
Mix up what? They know who they are. She know who she is. Tell him who you are.
A dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware. A body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by sons of home.
You see? See, that's all you need to know. English.
Jeff put his hand on her knee and squeezed. Her lower lip filled with blood and started to quiver. Jeff's hand started its slow and thrilling ascent up her leg and rested on her... Don't ever teach this sort of thing in my dear.
That's my private property.
They examine you on that?
It's for relaxation.
You better not let your mother see it. Think you're some kind of maniac.
She means well, you know, Brod.
You telling me? I know your mother long before you was born. Them days she did like to fire. Always moving, laughing, doing something. Plenty men did want her. Your father was a lucky man.
You think she misses him?
She ain't been the same since he left.
She's been good to me, Brod. To me and Del.
She a good woman.
I only hope I can live up to it.
She very proud of you.
I only wish I deserved it. The way she's worked so hard and everything.
She think you deserve it. Make her happy and just accept that.
Just, I feel like I've got to live out something that she's missed out on.
All parents live through them children.
But what if I fail?
You won't fail.
I did leave a list of things to remember somewhere.
See how English your mother get? What she didn't know about lists before she come here? List and cue. Back home, we keep everything in we head.
Yeah, and don't it show?
Oh, come on, you two. I'm trying to do some serious studying here.
Enid, why don't you let the girl go out a bit more?
She got enough on her mind with the studying.
Yeah, but if she is a English girl like how you say she is, she should be with her boyfriend every single night like all the other English girls.
Brod, I know what I'm doing. You want to place a bet as to who my sister going to say sick, need doctor this time?
You too hard, Enid.
There ain't nobody in she big family she ain't sent to me for money to fetch doctor for. She must think me a fool. She must think that I...
Enid, you want me and Viv to go upstairs?
Stay abound, Brod.
Mum, please. Don't make a row.
Is this a ambush or what?
Where you been?
Busy day. Had to work late.
You never come home last night.
I got held up. Decided to stay where I was. What's dinner in the oven? I'm starving.
You never got to work today, Del. I did ring them up.
Oh, I was too ill to go in. Slept on someone's floor last night and caught a chill. Better now, though. Just a bat.
Don't lie to me, girl.
You're not going to believe anything I say, are you?
You tell me where you've been.
I don't have to tell you anything.
Enid, the girl come home now. You don't have to fight.
Leave her, Brod. What she really wants is all the sordid details. Well, I'm not going to play her game. I'm going to bed because I'm exhausted. I haven't slept all night.
Future, I want you in this house by 12.
All right, Mummy. Anything you say.
And don't laugh at me, girl.
I'm not some kind of kid. You can't tell me what to do anymore.
Long as you live under my roof, you abide by my rules. If you don't like it...
All right.
Now get upstairs, take off those clothes and come back down and eat your dinner.
Yes, Mummy.
Like, I spent all last night dancing. The music just picks you up and throws you around the room. You can't stop. You always feel like me when I'm dancing. You can't pretend. Why don't you want me to feel like that? Just because you've given up on life doesn't mean that I have to. I think you must be really frightened and lonely.
You're not too big, I can't hit you.
Well, try it.
Don't talk to your mother like that, Del.
You think you're turning into a woman? Well, this house too small for two of us.
Who cares? I hate it here. I hate my life, everything.
I'm grateful.
What I got to be grateful for? A greasy job in some greasy cafe where they treat me like shit? A couple of quid at the end of every week and a few hours off I can't even call my own? What's that to be grateful for?
I slaved for years just so you wouldn't go without. It's not easy for a woman on her own. You don't know half the sacrifice I make for you. All you know is you get food in your belly, roof over your head, and nobody could ever say that you are worse off than those that have fathers.
But you don't give us anything we can use out there. Every day we go out and they can do what the hell they like to us. Like, you're always telling us to be grateful. For what? You move around with your back bent, dancing attendance in some illusion that was exposed years ago. You ain't giving me nothing worthwhile. You pretend to love, but you don't know how to. You don't even love yourself. You despise life. It'll make you happy to see me and Viv as sad as you are, but I'll never be like you. I'm gonna have everything. Life, love, sex, everything that you wanted but were too frightened to enjoy. What the? No, man, no.
Del!
Leave her.
Miss Enid, she a young woman. They all the same at that age.
People grow up in England, think that they can treat you anyhow. Well, they can't.
Pastor soon come.
Yes.
You all right, Miss Enid?
Yes, Brad. Just leave me.